Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Author Sean Usher is known to many because of his popular book, Letters of Note, where he's been able to collect not only some fascinating letters, but I think make us also think about the impact that letters have been able to make on us. This year, he has a new book that is definitely as fascinating. It's called List of Note, an eclectic collection deserving of a wider audience. I want to talk to Sean not only about what it was like for him to compile this list of notes, but also what it was like for him also to reflect on the power of the written word. I think that was one of the big things for me as I was not only going through the book, but also reflecting on the empower that the different individuals have been able to make, the impact they've been able to make on the world themselves. So we'll talk to Sean about that. Before we get into that, we're going to have our musical mix featuring Bob Sima. Here he is with Be the Chain. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna cry about it. I don't wanna worry anymore. I don't wanna look down from a higher place. I don't need to feel the light. I just wanna be right here face to face. I don't wanna plead.
Yeah.
That was Bob Sima with Be the Change right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Today we're speaking to Sean Usher. He's not only an individual that's really able to get a lot of attention because of his blog's list of notes and letters of notes, but also because of the books by the same name. The newest book, List of Notes, is one that I think you guys will find really fascinating. We're going to talk to him not only about compiling it, but also what it's been like for him already to hear the response to it. Sean, hello to you and welcome to the program. Hello, Sean. Can you hear us? Hello, Sean. Are you there? Okay, we seem to be having a problem with our connection with Sean. We're going to try to get that fixed for you guys, so you guys stay where you are. Hello, Sean. Can you hear us? Okay, we're going to try to get that connection work for you guys. One of the things that sometimes happens with live radio, you know, you never know with these things. I will tell you this, though, about List of Notes. One of the things that I think you'll find so fascinating about it is that what Sean has been able to do is pull together these lists from everyone. I mean, not only presidents, but also individuals like Marilyn Monroe. Lists that I think a lot of us can relate to in a lot of different ways. And it really goes back, I mean, some of these letters to the early 1900s. We're going to talk to him about that, what it was like for him to kind of pull these together. Of course, how he's been able to use his blog to be able to archive these, but also, of course, now to have them in a book where people are able to go and read them. One of the fascinating ones for me, for those who have the print edition, is on page 156 of List of Notes. There it has Harriet Truman's love list, where something that I didn't know, and I'm going to talk to Sean actually about this, is that the 33rd president, he would actually write down notes of every year of his marriage to his wife. We're going to talk to Sean about what it was like for him to see that response. I think they're telling me that we have Sean back. Hello, Sean, can you hear us now?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, okay, yes, I can. How you doing today,
Sean? Oh, thank goodness. I'm very good, thank you. Sorry about that. I have no idea what happened.
No, not a problem. Look, one of the things that sometimes happen with technology, for sure. I'm really excited to speak with you, though, Sean, because this book, List of Notes, and we actually talked about your book, Letters of Notes, when it came out before, but this new book I think is so fascinating, Sean, because it not only allows us to see how people who we've heard their names, you know, do everyday things like we do, and that is make lists and make notes and have these thoughts, but also shows us really, I think, the connection between these individuals. What has it been like for you to kind of pull all of these together and to be able to share them with the world?
It's been incredible. It happened because I started Letters of Note back in 2009, the website. Mm-hmm. And in order to find all these amazing letters, I was looking through these archives and museum collections and dusty old books, just searching for interesting letters by interesting people. And I kept finding lists written by the same people, you know, more often than I was finding letters. So I kind of put them all to one side, and I thought one day, after I finished the Letters of Note project, I'll start a List of Note project. And it just seems that everyone writes lists, you know, not only a few people write letters these days, but everyone still writes lists because they're so functional, you know? Even in the digital age, we still need lists. We will always need lists, whether it's written on the computer or on paper. So you're right, they connect everyone. It's a running theme through the whole of humanity. And you're right, to see lists, just mundane, even mundane lists, you know, there's a shopping list in this book written by Michelangelo. To see just a shopping list written by him is an incredible thing, because you don't ever see these mundane parts of famous people's lives. So it really shows you another dimension to people that you wouldn't normally see.
Right, right. You know, I think the thing that's so interesting to me about it, Sean, too, is that it really does help us understand how alike we are. Was that one of the things that you also thought about as you were compiling both Letters of Notes and List of Notes, the connection between all of us, regardless of what title someone has?
Exactly. So, I mean, the themes and the ideas running through these lists and the letters, they're all exactly the same. You know, no matter what your standing is in society, no matter how famous you are or poor you are or rich, we all think the same things. We write down this. We write the same letters. We write the same lists. It really is. It's a kind of level playing ground between us all. So it's really quite heartening to see that we're all kind of talking about the same things in our private lives. It's also very interesting, more so with lists, because with letters, you're always, whoever writes a letter, they're expecting at least one person to read it, you know, one other person.
Right.
But with a list, it's often a private thing. You're not expecting other people to be reading your list. So it's a lovely quite intrusive, but it's a kind of legitimate form of snooping. It's a lovely way to find out about someone's private side. So it's really quite enlightening.
Yeah. Where does the discipline come from for you, Sean? Because it takes, I was thinking about this when I first was going through letters of notes and then even more so with list of notes. I mean, you have to have quite a bit of discipline to do something like this. Where does that come from? Is it just a fascination to be able to share, or where would you say the seed was planted for you?
It's an obsession. It's an absolute obsession. It's all I think about. But the letters of note started, well, if we go back 13 years, when I first met the lady who is now my wife, a week after we started dating, she moved away to Spain with her university course. So we spent 10 months apart at the very start of our relationship, which you would think is the worst possible way to start a relationship. But we decided to keep in touch by letter. You know, we hand-wrote letters to each other, and we fell in love by letters. And I was really bitten by the bug then, and I realized just how important and powerful letters could be. And then, you know, some years later, I started the website, and I just became so obsessed reading all these letters written by the great and the good and the bad, you know. It just became a complete obsession, and it was all I could think about 24 hours a day, and I'd spend days in the library. So for me, had my books not taken off, I mean, this is my career now, which I keep pinching myself. Had this not become a career for me, I would still be doing it as a hobby, you know. So it's an obsession, and it's a passion, and I hope that comes through.
Yeah, well, it definitely does, because I thought to myself, even as I was prepping for this segment with you, Sean, that, you know, there are so many people now that are able to appreciate, I think, the power of words because of what you've been able to do. I mean, for those who have not seen the book yet, as with Letters of Notes, I mean, you have the scanned pages. I mean, just the time it takes to do something like this, I think, is so fascinating. One of the most powerful ones for me that I think people, you know, might also find fascinating was the Seven Social Sins by Gandhi, found on page 244 for those who have the book. I mean, what was that like for you to be able to not only to have these images to capture, but then to be able to share these words?
It's really, really powerful. I mean, this is one of the most famous lists in the book, actually. It's quite well known. But just to be able to include these words from Gandhi, you know, who isn't a fan of Gandhi? But I'm a huge fan of his letters. He wrote some amazing letters, as you'd imagine. He wrote some amazing lists as well. But this is my favorite. This was in 1947, and as you said, it's his Seven Social Sins. It's very quick. It says wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, politics without principles. Such a simple, well, you'd think just such a simple list to write, but it tells you so much. It's such a deep, you know, it really hits a deep level. And there's a lovely picture of Gandhi there along with the list. So, you know, to include that is an honor, really. But yeah, that's one of my favorites.
There is also, I think, you know, the other one that really struck me was by Mark Twain, found on page 265, Rescue Etiquette. You know, I think, and that's the other thing I thought was so neat about this, Sean, because, I mean, you have these individuals that we know because they've done something influential, but then you see something like this and you're like, well, I wonder, you know, this is something I can do. I mean, is that also part of the connection, you know, that you are able to have these people that are so well known and have made such an influence on the world doing something that no matter where we're from, you know, all of us can get involved in?
Exactly. As we were saying, it unites us all, and these it just shows you the normal sides of people. Everyone writes lists, and it's just so gratifying to be able to read them and to find them. Again, Mark Twain is another man who wrote so many lists. It was quite a task just picking one. In fact, there's two lists of his in the book, but it was so hard. I could have written a book of Mark Twain lists of note quite easily. But yeah, you're right. It's just the ability to show the normal side, the everyday side to famous people, just to kind of bring everyone on a common ground. It's an amazing thing. One of my favorite lists in the book is by Martin Luther King, which is his, I'll just get it now, get the list. It's his book of integrated bus suggestions. And this was just as black people were allowed back on the buses back in 1956. He typewrote this list of advice for black people getting back on the buses. It's such a historically important time, you know, and this document hasn't really been published anywhere since. It's been sitting in the archives, the Martin Luther King archives, and I just couldn't believe it when I saw it. I mean, it's things like, it's really kind of practical advice for black people at the time. Do not deliberately sit by a white person unless there's no other seat. If pushed, do not push back. For the first few days, try to get on the bus with a friend in whose nonviolence you have confidence. It's just this, I'm just dumbstruck whenever I read this list, you know. It's such an incredible moment in time, such an amazing list, and it's so, so revealing. But just to imagine Martin Luther King sitting down and typing this out, you know,
right.
Really kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I thought about, you know, and it's kind of sad that, you know, even in this day in 2015, that there is still such, unfortunately, a fraction when it comes to the issue of race in this country, in the United States. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, how a list like that, you know, people will hear that and think, you know, is it really that far away? I think that's another thing that's so influential about this.
Yeah,
I'll tell you another list that really caught my attention, and I think, you know, there's, as I remember, Sean, at least two of hers in the book, but one, of course, is Marilyn Monroe. And how many of us do not make a New Year's resolution and think about how we want to make this year better? What was that like for you, to be able to share, you know, her own thoughts about herself and what her hopes were for herself?
It was amazing, and I'm a huge fan of hers. She's such... and I, you know, before I started Letters of Note and Lists of Note, I didn't really have an opinion of her apart from what you see on screen, you know, apart from the movie star Marilyn Monroe. But after reading through her journals, her notebooks, and all her letters, her archives, and her letters and lists, she was such an intelligent person, you know. She was so creative, such a good writer. And this list you're mentioning was a to-do list that she wrote in 1955. This was just as she was becoming famous, and she was very scared. She was didn't have much confidence, well, she never did have much confidence, on the surface maybe. But this was a to-do list, and it was to kind of to ensure that she made the most of her opportunities and to really focus on her acting, on her training. This was when she was at the Lee Strasberg Actors Studio. So it's things like never miss my Actors Studio sessions, work whenever possible, start attending lectures, keep looking around me, if possible, take at least one class at university. But then the saddest thing of all, I think, and it's quite telling really, is the last line where she says, try to enjoy myself when I can. I'll be miserable enough as it is. Which was kind of the way, from reading through her letters and the lists, it's kind of the way she felt throughout her life. She always seemed really detached from her public persona. So it's a really valuable list, I think.
Yeah, I want to go back, if you don't mind, to one of the things you mentioned, keep looking around me, because the rest of that I thought was so interesting and so timely for us today, because as it's recorded, thanks to you in the book, keep looking around me, only much more so observing, but not only myself, but others and everything, take things for what they are worth. I think, you know, I think that being present is so difficult for anybody, but especially mm-hmm. someone in the public eye. How important has that been for you, as you've been able to go back in time through these letters and notes? How important has it been for you to appreciate the moments that you have, Sean?
Well, do you mean the moments I've experienced since these books came out?
Yeah. Well, yes. The moment since the book came out, and even, you know, being able to reflect on your own life and how you've been able to do things like Marilyn was trying to do, and being able to appreciate the moment that she has at that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely see what she's saying. Yeah, it's very difficult to it's very easy to kind of get swept away and not keep an eye on the things that matters and kind of look around you and kind of absorb everything. But yeah, I completely understand. It's very easy to get lost and to lose focus. But just doing these books, I mean, the reaction, particularly in the UK, has been hugely. It's just been a very popular book, the first one particularly. So it's been very hard to kind of keep my eye on the road, you know. It's been hard to keep focused on my family. I completely agree.
Yeah. So what about for you? I mean, one of the things that you allow people to do is to interact with you. I mean, you encourage that even through your website, lettersofnote.com. I mean, what is it like for you when you do hear from people and they want to share, you know, their own letters and their own notes? I mean, what has that been like for you?
It's one of the greatest things. It's incredible, you know. One of the greatest things I've ever experienced is all the amazing letters and emails and even tweets, you know. No matter where people try and contact me, it's always incredible. What's best? I mean, I get contacted by a lot of teachers who tell me that they use my books to teach their kids in school, either to teach them about lists and letters, or to teach their pupils about certain moments in history through these letters. Because were it not for some of these letters and lists, we wouldn't know about certain historical moments, you know.
Right.
So I really do think these kind of books are a far more interesting way to learn about certain points in history than a regular kind of textbook, you know. So it's always really, really, it's really lovely, really, really. I mean, I don't know, it really fills my heart up to see these books being used to teach kids. That's one of the best things I could ever hope for. And to receive letters from kids as well is always a joy.
Yeah, it has to be a great feeling for sure to be able to do that and to know that you're able to impact. Do you also find it also, you know, has been great for you to know that you are, through your website, through your book, Sean, that you're encouraging people to take another look at the importance of the written word? Because with technology, it's so easy to think about the convenience of just punching a few buttons. But do you has it also been heartwarming for you to know that you're encouraging people to pick up a pen or a pencil and actually sit down and write something?
It's great. It's incredible. So the reaction to these books, as particularly letters of note, has been just the most heartening thing, you know, to hear about people writing letters, picking up a pen for the first time in 10 years because of these books. It's incredible. Because, I mean, people are communicating more than ever these days, you know, which is great. You know, they're using Twitter, email, Facebook. You know, people really are keeping in touch. But it's such a fragmented thing, you know. One day you'll send a text, a few hours later you'll send an email. Which means we're kind of losing all these things in the ether. So rather than, you know, when we pass on, rather than pass on to our loved ones a box full of these amazing letters, as we would have done a couple of generations ago, all we're going to be passing on is passwords to Gmail accounts and kind of Twitter accounts, you know. And it's just so unromantic, you know, that these beautiful boxes full of dusty old letters are so, so valuable. And they really tell you so much about a person. But we're really losing that. And that's so to hear that people are picking up a pen again and they're putting a letter into an envelope, that's it means everything to me.
Yeah, well, it definitely is a great thing to know. And congratulations to you, Sean, on being able to do just that. Again, everyone, Sean Usher has been our guest today. Make sure you all are staying connected with him through his website, of course, that we were referencing here, lettersofnote.com is where you guys can go. There you can find out more information not only about that book, but also list of notes as well. You can also see where you can actually be able to purchase them from the site as well. You heard him mention Twitter, and he is active on Twitter, either at Letters of Note, and you can also find him at List of Note as well. Are those the best places to be able to find you, Sean?
Yes, I mean, I'm available in so many different forms. But yeah, Twitter, I mean, Twitter's the quickest way to get in touch with me. Or there's my postal addresses on the website. So yeah, there's, you know, I can be attacked from any angle.
Okay, all right. So make sure you all stay connected with Sean. Sean, congratulations to you again on the new book.
You.
And we look forward to staying connected with you.
Definitely. Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've actually tagged Sean on both places to make it easy for you guys to be able to find him so you guys can easily do it from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.